We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kristen Lane, are you there? So in the meantime, while we were waiting for you, I kind of set the scene. And are we at a critical point in terms of the blood supply at Vitalant?
We are absolutely at a critical point. A couple months ago, we put a plea out to the public that we would soon be facing a community health crisis if people didn't come forward to start donating blood. And we are unfortunately in that health crisis right now.
So what does that mean when we say a health crisis? What does that mean to the average person?
To the average person, it means if there isn't situation where they need to be hospitalized and need blood, there is a very strong chance that that blood may not be available. For example, let's say that you are being treated for cancer. Many cancer patients do need to have regular platelet mm-hmm. transfusions mm-hmm. because when you're getting treated for, when you have chemo, it not only kills the cancer, it kills your platelets. If those platelets are not available because people have not come forward to donate, your treatment may have to be delayed. And that's what that means to the community.
Wow. Okay. And I know in just a couple minutes, we're going to speak with the medical director for Vitalant, which, as I mentioned earlier, used to be known as the Central Blood Bank. But talk to me just about the process. Now that we've got folks' attention, if they want to make a donation, what should they do? How do they do it?
Well, we do really ask everybody who is able to donate to please step forward. And the first thing you do is either give us a call. Vitalant's phone number is 412-209-7000. If you can't remember that number, just go to vitalant.org. Or if you like to use your smartphone, you can download our app, which is easy to find. It's Vitalant Pittsburgh, and you can make an appointment through the app. But we are ready and waiting for you. We make you comfortable. We make the process as painless and brief as possible. And all blood donors know that they are saving three people's lives with each blood donation. And that's an amazing thing to have happen to you.
Now, who are you looking for? Who can donate blood? I know there's usually, when there's a shortage, that type O blood is usually one of the most desired ones. Is that correct still?
Lynn, yes, you're absolutely correct. Type O blood is very, very much in demand. It's the universal blood, but we welcome all blood donors. And we really, at this point, need all kinds of blood, all types of blood, I should say, as well as blood products. So platelets and plasma are other types of donations that you can make here at Vitalant. And I should also mention that we have 10 donation locations all throughout Western Pennsylvania. You can find them on the website of vitalant.org. And we have community blood drives every single day.
So you can find one somewhere.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Kristen Lane, thanks so much for joining us. I know we're going to cut away. We're going to get the latest on traffic. And then coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk to the medical director there who's going to help us understand how this blood is being used and why it's so important. We got a crisis going on. Yeah, there's a crisis going on in our area. It really has nothing to do with the weather. It's about blood. It's about blood supplies. They are at a frighteningly low level. Dr. Daryl Triolzi. I got that right. I had to make that roll right out. Triolzi is the medical director of Vitalant. You used to know it as the Central Blood Bank. He joins us now. And doctor, give me an idea. I mean, have we ever seen it this low?
I have been doing this for over 25 years in Pittsburgh, managing the hospital's blood supply, and it has never been this low. This is the lowest I've ever seen.
So what does that really mean? I know sometimes we'll hear things like, elective surgeries have to be canceled because the blood supply is low. What does this really mean when you say it's the lowest you've ever seen?
Well, we have less than a one-day supply of Group O blood, and that Group O accounts for more than half of all the blood transfused. And that means that for us to just manage the daily surgeries and blood needs for cancer patients, we had to cut into our, what I will call our emergency reserves for unexpected traumas. And right now, we have completely exhausted those reserves. And that means it's a potential situation if there's unexpected multi-car accident, a shooting, that we would not have enough blood to meet those emergency needs.
And then give me an idea, I mean, because we're talking about Vitalant here in Pittsburgh, but the tentacles of the hospitals you serve stretch a long way.
Right. I would say this is true for southwestern Pennsylvania, so within hours of Pittsburgh. Now, the shortage is really nationwide, and that impacts us because we have to import half of our blood from other areas of the country. And if they're short, the first thing they do is cut the blood available to us. So we desperately need our community to step up and meet our own needs. And we need today and tomorrow and Saturday donors just to get through this crisis of such a low supply.
Now, talk to me about the process. We just spoke with Kristen Lane a little earlier, and you know she gave us the website information, how to get the app, and how to get more information. But the process of actually donating is pretty simple, correct?
It is. It's no more than about 7 minutes in the chair to collect the unit of blood. There's some time just before where you're interviewing, answering safety questions, and then about 10 to 15 minutes getting a drink and some cookies afterwards. But you're only in the chair for about 7 minutes, less than an hour, and you're out the door.
Indeed. Now, Doc, I'm going to see, we have a caller who has a very specific question for you.
Sure.
Jay, can you hear me?
Yes, Lennon, I want to say hello to you. I love you. But
oh,
anyway,
thanks.
I wanted to ask the gentleman, I said, I was in a service back in Germany, and they had the thing, the mad cow disease, that was like also viewed in Germany. And I don't think I have it or anything like that, but I can no longer give blood. And I used to be a regular giver all the time. And I feel like I'm, you know, neglecting my duties as a citizen, and I want to give it, but they won't take it.
Yeah, that's a good point you brought up. And A, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And B, you bring up a question that has really made it harder to collect enough blood, and that is that the FDA has added more and more safety questions and deferrals so that fewer and fewer people are eligible to donate. And when we have to identify the safety of a donor, it has to meet FDA guidelines. Those are essentially laws that every blood center in the country must follow, as do we, and that remains one of their requirements. So we don't have any latitude on that, even though I would agree the risk posed to you is vanishingly small. We still have to meet the regulatory requirements.
Hey, Jay.
I guess I understand. I just get frustrated. That's
indeed,
all.
I
yeah.
understand. Yeah.
Have a good day, and thank you.
You too. We appreciate you, indeed. So, Doctor, that it does raise a good question, and I know you can't list all of the conditions that might preclude someone. So if you think you might fall into a category, what's the best thing to do? Just show up and get tested? How does that work?
So you can either contact Vitalant, and you can talk to, we have a medical help desk that will answer any questions you may have about your eligibility. And you can also speak with one of the donation sites. So we do have most of that information is on the website, whether you're eligible or not. The majority of healthy people, great majority would be. If you're on certain medications that might defer you, those are on this website, or you can talk to Vitalant and they'll tell you.
And again, we need to stress, this is not Vitalant crying wolf. This is a problem.
Absolutely. We have not gone to the community with an emergency appeal like this in years.
Wow. Dr. Daryl Triulzi, thanks so much for joining us, Medical Director of Vitalant. And we got the website information. We'll try to get the word out there. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
Indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.